Poročilo. Pogovor z Edvardom de Bonom. Kako naj postanemo bolj osredotočeni, sodelovalni, ustvarjalnejši misleci? Zahodna civilizacija nam to preprečuje, ker goji svoj vrsten, argumentativen, kritikaški način razmišljanja, hkrati pa zatira porojevanje nenavadnih, na intuiciji, čustvih, percepciji temelječih idej, opozarja 81-letni dr. Edvard de Bono. Njegove koncepte usporednega lateralnega razmišljanja in šestih miselnih klobukov smo že predstavili. Včeraj smo se z njim znova srečali, tokrat v javnem skladu Republike Slovenije za razvoj kadrov in štipendije, ki ga je povabil v Slovenijo s pomočjo edine licencirane poučevalke de Bonovih metod, magistre Nastje Mulej. Kakšen je bil povod za de Bonov tokratni obisk Slovenije?
Povod za tokraten obisk je dal javni sklad za razvoj kadrov in štipendije, ki so ugotovili, da je en od pomembnih veščin, ki jih morajo razviti pri zaposlenih, je ravno ustvarjalnost, inovativnost, podjetnost, in so šli do samega vira. Ne, uspeli smo ga privabiti v Slovenijo in uspelo nam je, da je ostal še par dni, tako da bo lahko svoje znanje in izkušnje razdajal tudi v nekaterih drugih priložnostih in krajih. Najprej so že lani njihove lastne zaposlene izobrazili, kolikor se le da, ampak če reče 60 ljudi, ne, je bilo na dvodnevni 16-urni delavnici, nek prvi korak je bil storjen v to smer. Zato, da oni za lastni zaposleni vidijo, da ni potrebno najprej reči nečim je nekaj novega in da začnejo to komponento dajeti tudi v razpise, ki jih razpisujejo za spodbujanje različnih veščin v gospodarstvu. Potem pa verjetno gre v tem prvem koraku bolj za samo ozaveščanje kot za konkretno spremembo. Jaz se opažam iz svojih izkušenj, če spodbudim ljudi, da sploh spoznajo, razmišljajo, ugotovijo, da obstaja neka druga pot, potem nekateri bolj zainteresirani to začnejo tudi uporabljati.
Dr. Edvard de Bono je na tiskovni konferenci pojasnil, zakaj se za njegove metode najraje zanimajo korporacije, menedžerji in poslovni svet.
As a group, business has been more interested in my work than any other sector. Because in business there are things you need to do and you get results. So they've been very interested. JP Morgan, one of the leading finance houses in the United States, was using my six hats at meetings and reduced the time taken for meetings to 1/10 of what it had been. Now, since managers in the United States spend 70% of their time in meetings, if you reduce meetings to 1/10, you have 63% more managers at no extra fee. So there are different ways in which people use it. A different example in Australia, teaching thinking to completely deaf children increased the employment rate more than 100%. Completely deaf children. Teaching thinking to children in school increased the grades of all of them. So teaching thinking is not complicated, but it's something we have never tried to do, and we've neglected it for 2,400 years.
Toda zakaj je človek v zahodnem svetu prežet z raznimi strahovi, ki hromijo njegovo ustvarjalnost, zatirajo njegovo samozavest?
Well, yes, there's always fear of change, because you don't know what's going to happen, who's going to benefit, who's not. But I'll give an example. I was in California talking to 500 ecologists, and they said, we have a problem. People build a factory on the river. People downstream suffer from the pollution. So using one of the techniques of lateral thinking, provocation, I say, Poe, the factory should be downstream of itself. That sounds totally impossible, totally ridiculous. But from it comes a very simple idea. If you build a factory on the river, your input must be downstream of your own output. Within a year, that will become legislation in 15 countries. Now, the reason I use that example is that if an idea makes sense, people want to use it. They don't need persuading. They say that makes sense, we will use it, which they did. That idea could have been thought of 300 years ago when they first started building factories, but it wasn't. And what the creativity did, it broke up the idea of a factory into there's an input and an output.
Svetovni sistem se spreminja. Čedalje več je neplačanega dela, internet pa postaja osrednja točka, ki kaže, kako temeljito se spreminja naše življenje. Vsi si bomo delili skupno bogatstvo brezplačno. Edvarda Debona smo povprašali, kaj misli o skupni delitvi znanja na internetu.
At the beginning I wanted to film your discourse. But I didn't because you said that you don't want to do this, and I'm interested why actually to give this on the internet, for example, because this is a way of sharing the knowledge.
Well, part of that, but then because people say I've got this, I don't need to go to a train, I don't need to do this and do that, and they don't get it properly.
So you're defending your work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Debono se zaveda, da mladi težko najdejo zaposlitev. Kakšen naj bi bil njegov nasvet, kako rešiti ta svetovni problem?
Yes, it is, because it gets need fewer and fewer people to produce things.
And so it's
hard, yes.
And what should be done actually in this kind of situation?
I'm not going to sit here and give you answers because that's not my role.
Understand.
It may be that one of these part solutions is to increase domestic employment.
Yes.
That people can employ many people around the house and so on and so on. So that increase in food. So there has to be tax deductible all sorts of ways.
So you are not, for example, the person who would forecast or be a sort of a prophet or kind of the future.
No, I'm not.
Your methods are different.
I mean, clearly there are ideas which can be tried, and if they work, they work. If not, they don't.
Right now, we are facing the widening gap between rich and poor and the accumulation of wealth in the hands of the few. These are just some of the problems that are solved in traditional fashion, for example, with wars and imposition of certain economic reforms. But how can be this problem solved with the tools of your method?
Well, let's say it can help towards solving it, some thinking towards it, yes. But I'm not going to sit here and give you a new version of the world as such.
We know that China is developing all the world, but they are extremely unpaid and they work in harsh conditions.
Yes, things evolve slowly.
Things are slowly. I mean, have you anything else to say?
Well, no, I don't have any new plan for work in the world and so on.
Yeah.
One day I shall, but...
For example, the question of justice and cooperation, for example, and creativity, for example, if we can...
Well, corporations are always interested in creativity.
Yeah.
Can we do this more simply? Can we do it less cost or less time? Or can we do something new? Can we add value? All these aspects of creativity.
Yeah, that's very interesting that the corporations are actually interested in cooperation because, they are also telling us that we have to compete. They are also telling us that we have to compete.
Yes, well, creativity is part of competition, yes.
Yes, and how do you see the competition and cooperation? Which one do you prefer, for example?
Well, obviously cooperation, but it doesn't exclude competing too.
Podjetniki, znanstveniki, družboslovci, ki se čutijo količkaj odgovorne, priznavajo, da mora stare načine razmišljanja, ki poudarjajo zgolj tekmovanje, zamenjati sodelovanje. Zgolj zaradi preživetja? Težko bi ocenili, da to vedenje in vedenje oznanjata prelom zavesti, ker se moramo sodelovanja šele naučiti. Kako se na zapleteno kaotičnost današnje stvarnosti odziva šolski sistem? Thank you. Kljub izjemam, ki presenečajo z razmišljanjem, pa vendarle večina naših šol ne more iz svojega okostenelega togega oklepa. Najraje delajo po starem, namesto da bi učence spodbujale k večji ustvarjalnosti. Ta se kaže pri iskanju novih poti, kjer se podirata tako priljubljena šolski red in disciplina.
Well, because obviously we like security, and so education feels what we have to do is teach people to know existing society and accept it and enjoy it, not to try and change it. So it's school and university do not encourage creative thinking, independent thinking. They encourage people to think about the way things are and keep them the way they are. And that's reasonable. I mean, it's not a... And so we need to make some specific effort to teach thinking, to teach creative thinking, and so on.
Kako napreduje upeljevanje Debonovih metod ustvarjalnega razmišljanja v naših šolah? Govori magistra Nastja Mulej, poučevalka Debonovih metod v Sloveniji.
Hvala, dobro. To sem rekla zato, ker vsake dve leti se slišimo na to temo in vsake dve leti je tega več. Tako da zdaj je že 85 učiteljev, ki so obiskovali 6-mesečno usposabljanje za poučevanje razmišljanja, razdeljeno v 24 različnih srečanj, in isti teden, ko so bili na usposabljanju, tudi vodili krožek za razmišljanje, kar mi pišejo, nameravajo tudi naslednje leto nadaljevati. Tudi je vedno več možnosti, ki se odpirajo za malce hitrejše delavnice, tako zdaj izobražujem mentorje otroškega parlamenta preko Zveze prijateljev mladine. Lani in letos pa sem imela tudi možnost dvodnevnih, celodnevnih delavnic preko Spirita. Ni idealno, kajti manj kot je časa za trening, za vadbo slabše je, je pa boljše kot nič. Zavedajo se malo po malo, da obstajajo tudi možnosti, da naučimo učitelje in posledično otroke, da razmišljajo namerno, bolj osredotočeno, bolj jasno, bolj sistematično, manj nasprotovalno, manj konfliktno in na koncu bolj kreativno.
Doktor Debono je bil vidno utrujen in redko beseden med našim pogovorom, pa vendar ga ni zapustila njegova šaljiva posebnost, ki se kaže pri nošenju raznobarvnih kravat in nogavic, s katerimi zbuja pozornost med svojimi učenci. Debono, kot poudarja, noče biti klepetav družboslovec, ne globokoumni znanstvenik, ne profet, ampak posredovalec praktičnih modelov razmišljanja, ki jih ljudje lahko uporabljajo kjerkoli. Kljub starosti ga žene želja, da svetuje podjetjem, med drugim tudi slovenskemu spletnemu razvijalcu orodij za mobilce, Outfit 7. Danes je v parlamentu govoril našim poslancem o metodi šestih miselnih klobukov. Jutri bo predaval o pomenu ustvarjalnega razmišljanja za gospodarstvo na konferenci o razvoju kadrov, ki jo v Laškem pripravlja javni sklad RS za razvoj kadrov in štipendije, ki naj bi se je udeležil tudi predsednik države Borut Pahor. Z doktorjem Edvardom Debonom se je pogovarjal Medard Kržišnik.
Poročilo.